from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen. Your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Some high school seniors in Henrico celebrate their signing day with a twist. And a Glen Allen man's accused of bilking a Tennessee woman out of almost $134,000. We'll tell you about those stories and more in today's Henrico News Minute. It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. It's brought to you today by Elite Treats and Eats.
And now for the news.
Last Wednesday was signing day for 56 high school seniors in Henrico, but not because they are playing a sport in college. These seniors are part of Henrico School's Career and Technical Education program, and they were celebrating their plans to join the workforce immediately after graduation. Of the 600 seniors enrolled in the school division's advanced career education centers, this cohort is the 10% that already have full-time jobs secured in their chosen professions. Their employers from 40 different businesses, ranging from construction companies to architecture firms, also were present at Libby Mill Library to witness the students sign their letters of intent. It was the sixth year for the signing day event. It's an idea that started with Henrico County and has now been picked up and replicated by school divisions in 48 other states. You can read much more about this year's event right now on our website, henricocitizen.com, from our education reporter, Leanna Hardy. A Glen Allen man is facing multiple charges after law enforcement officials in Tennessee allege that he scammed a woman there out of nearly $134,000. 29-year-old Hang Jean was arrested in Prince William County April 16th. He's currently incarcerated there, awaiting extradition to Sullivan County, Tennessee, where the victim lives. Jean is alleged to have used a computer scam to convince the woman to hand over almost $134,000 from her bank accounts. He's charged with theft of property over $60,000, financial exploitation of an elderly or vulnerable person, and fraud. Henrico police and state authorities have identified the body of a 64-year-old man found in the woods near Richmond Raceway last week. He was George Arthur Page of Rochelle, Virginia. His badly decomposed body was discovered there off Carolina Avenue April 25th. Police said that they do not suspect foul play in his death. Two women in their 20s were killed yesterday morning in a two-vehicle crash in Verina. It happened at about 6:17 a.m. at South Laburnum Avenue and Newmarket Road. A box truck struck an SUV and two passengers in the SUV, 24-year-old Hilda Nunez of Henrico and 20-year-old Lisbeth Alvarez of Chesterfield, died at the scene. The drivers of the two vehicles are both facing charges. They were both treated at a hospital and released. Highland Springs High School history teacher Spencer Billett is among seven teachers statewide to receive the Virginia Humanities K-12 Educator Fellowship, announced earlier this week. The program offers selected teachers a stipend of $4,000, supplies for their classroom of up to $180, and two reference books for research. It's designed to support educators who teach the humanities to primary and secondary school students. Billett plans to examine the historical record of enslaved Virginians and their relationship to the legal system. Lewis Ginter is hosting its annual spring plant sale today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. More than 40 vendors will be selling plants and plant-related items and other items as well. The sale will take place in parking lot B. Admission is free. Regular admission fees apply for those who want to visit the garden. The Henrico Sports and Events Center will host its first concert in June. On June 21st, the Sips and Strings event will feature two Virginia bluegrass bands, South Hill Banks and the Harwell Grice Band. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. The concert will begin at 6 and doors will open at 5:30. Elite Treats and Eats ice cream truck and owners George and Donna Williams have a passion for serving the Henrico community and having fun. Their mobile ice cream truck travels to you and takes any event or gathering to a whole new level. With more than 25 types of ice cream treats, Elite Treats and Eats is the perfect addition to any outdoor or indoor celebration year-round. To learn more or book your event today, visit EliteTreatsAndEats.com or call 804-869-6397.